Oh.
What happened? Why are you ucking? Why are you ucking, man?
You're touching the microphone.
So? So you're supposed to touch the microphone.
You're not supposed to touch your microphone, then touch someone else's microphone.
Well, listen, we're in radio. No one sees this thing.
I just watched you put your hand
you
down
You may
your
have
hand.
Seen it, but nobody else sees it. No. You don't know what I'm doing.
I'm keeping all of this.
The audience doesn't know.
It's for HR.
Oh, my gosh. 1, 2, 3, 4
What would you talk about on your podcast?
Wait till you find out.
5, 7, 8
Hello, ladies.
9, 10, 11
Elvis Duran presents.
Yeah, he
12,
does.
14, 15
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
You like that?
No.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all. Come on in. The door's open. Take a seat. Everybody's welcome in here. It's the 15-Minute Morning Show podcast. And, of course, if you hear my voice, hi, I'm Greg T. And if you hear that voice.
Yes, Garrett.
That's Garrett. You mean it means only one thing. Garrett, tell him what it means.
There's more important people that the morning show has to talk to than us.
That's right. So the morning show obviously is meeting right now with a celeb.
Or two.
They got
maybe four.
They're very busy. They've got some big people to talk to. And when the morning show has big people to talk to, Garrett and Greg T are here to the rescue.
All right. So before we even start,
oh,
man.
Come on. Let's not go there. Let's not go there.
Why not?
Please, because it was so nothing.
It was something.
But I have. All right, fine. What do you want to talk about?
I know you want to talk about your list.
Yes.
But before we even started, you sat down in the chair right behind
I had an itch.
You had an itch inside
I had an
your
itch.
Pants.
It was
so
there.
So I watched you put your hand down your pants.
Yeah.
And then
put your hand down your pants. It's like a song. You ever
yeah.
Put your hand down your pants. Put your hand down your pants.
Watched you scratch, not for like an itch scratch. It was a good 5-second scratch.
It was a good scratch. Needed
underneath your underwear.
Correct. Put your hand in your pants.
Then
put
I
your
was
hand
like,
in your pants.
Then just like an observer of nature,
yeah.
I was like, let's see where this goes.
And then where did it go?
Your left hand, which was down your pants,
yep.
Then took the microphone,
yep.
And straightened it out. Now this is like a common use microphone where other people in other parts of the day will use said microphone.
We will wipe it and clean it. Nothing.
That's the equivalent of I'm not sick. It's allergies.
Put your hand in your pants. Put your hand in your pants.
That is so gross.
Oh my gosh! I didn't scratch the privates. It was like my belly button area. That was in your belly button. It was like
you're
this.
Telling me your belly button.
No,
is by your balls.
It was not. It was not down that far. It was right.
That's
by
not
where
your
my
belly
belt
button.
Is. It was right where my belt and my underwear meet. That's where it was. It was a scratch by my belly, by my belt. That's it. Wasn't like on the thing of things.
The balls?
It was not there. It was on where the belt is, where my belt meets my waist is where it was. You know, like sometimes if you pull your belt too tight, it kind of leaves a mark and it's kind of like itchy. Like that's where it was. Like it was kind of like, ugh, it needed to be scratched for a second.
Oh, you want a more of a recap?
Put your hand down your pants.
So,
put your hand down your pants.
Remember last week, if you listened to the podcast, we played Greg T's High School Garage Band?
Yes.
I can honestly say.
Yeah?
It's in the hands of 4 different artists.
No way. Like
now,
legitimate artists?
What they do.
Legitimate artists.
What they do with
You're not
the
answering
song.
The question.
What they do with the song
mm-hmm.
is on them. If they touch it,
right.
fantastic. If right. not, we understand.
I want proceeds for this. I wrote this from my heart.
So 4 artists could or may not even touch the song.
Real legitimate signed artist to record labels.
Yes.
Those kind of an artist.
Don't want to say it just yet because, you know, don't want to jinx anything, but
mm-hmm.
it's in their emails
mm-hmm.
with acknowledgement of receiving because I have the red receipts on.
Okay.
And it's there. And it's been listened to a few times.
Okay. That's fine. It's fine. I can't wait to hear it. I know you guys are going to make a joke. I know it'll be funny. I know it's going to come back with like all these farting noises on it and all
no,
kinds
that,
of things.
That was
Dude,
another thing.
Yeah, I'm sure. Hold on. I have to write this.
What are you typing a diamond?
No, it's, well, I'm asking a question. Have you ever been to a silent auction? Have you ever bought something at a silent auction?
Yes.
What have you ever bought at a silent auction?
I think it was a painting.
Really? What kind?
It was like a simple one that like an artist did for a children's hospital, and it was like, you know, $400.
Right. So you've done that before. You got to a silent auction. The money goes to a good charity.
Right.
So, you know, I had to recently go to a charity event, and there was a silent auction. And there was 2 things that if I really wanted, I would get. Now, here's the thing. I went to an auction months ago, and it was Gandhi that taught me that. Why just sit there in the audience till after they're done giving away all these good things, and they go, okay, who wants to put up $100? Who wants to put up $200? Who wants to put up and you're just giving money, which is great. That's fine. But maybe, just maybe, you might actually find something that you really like that you would have spent anyway, you know, in that, in that auctioning part where you're just giving away money,
right,
and you get something. And I'm like, wow, that's a good point.
Your Bruce Springsteen painting.
Yeah. Oh, did I tell you about this?
Yes.
When did we talk about it on the podcast?
Several times.
Yeah. We did?
Yeah.
On this podcast.
Yeah. Well, we talked about you just doing that, and we talked about it during our 5 a.m. show.
Oh, yeah.
And, but yeah.
So, well, I finally got it. It came in on Friday. Friday, I got my Rolling Stones autographed photo. So it's a picture of the Rolling Stones, very young, like very young. And they're all like sitting there making faces at Mick Jagger. And then there's all these signatures that are gold-plated engraved signatures at the bottom of it. So I finally got it. It was delivered to me on Friday, and I'm so excited. Now I have to find a place to put it. And it's framed beautifully. It's got a really nice frame around it. So that's all. I just wanted to know if you ever...
What happened to the other thing? Because you put your name...
Bruce Springsteen?
Yeah. Did you cross your name out, or you said you couldn't accept it?
Well, no. So what happened was, I didn't... As much as I love, you know, Bruce Springsteen, I didn't get that one because I thought about it. And I was looking at both of these items, and I'm sitting there going, you know what? The Rolling Stones item is autographed, but the Bruce Springsteen wasn't. It was a great picture of him in the younger days down in Asbury Park sitting on a bench, which is great. And I was kind of like taken by the picture, but it wasn't even like there was nothing to the photo.
Right.
You would have thought if a photographer took a picture and had the authorization to take a picture of Bruce, and if the author was selling that, not the author, but the photographer was selling that, he would get an autograph from Bruce to put it on there, authenticate it, and then that would be auctioned off. So in my mind, because it wasn't like that,
right,
it could have been a print. It could have been like a reprint, like 9,000 reprints. You know what I'm saying?
Got it.
So I just said, forget it. So I didn't get that one. That's why I went with the Rolling Stones, because the Stones one was all autographed by each and every one of them. And I thought that was really cool.
Let's talk about what you did this weekend.
Okay, yeah. So here's what I wanted to do. All right, so ladies and gentlemen, I did have a topic that I wanted to talk about, and my topic is from the weekend. So today's Monday. If you're listening to it right now, this is a Monday, and I had to go to a wedding last night, which means it was Sunday night. I went to a wedding.
Father's Day Sunday night,
5:30 p.m. was the wedding.
Who was it? Your
George
family,
the barber.
Family member?
George
cousin?
Well, he's sort of a family member at this point.
Blood?
George the barber.
Your barber.
My barber. Who I don't even have hair, and he still cuts my hair.
Yeah.
So for him to
beautiful wedding that Greg T paid for, practically.
And could you imagine that if you don't have hair and your barber cuts your hair, that's a barber that's making money. I mean, think of the racket he's got going on.
Yeah.
Bald men going to get a haircut from a barber, and then you don't even have any hair. It's crazy.
It's like having a candy store next
to
a dentist.
Unbelievable. All right, so candy. That's good. A candy store next to a dentist. That's very funny.
I love how you're on delay.
It just took me a second. So at the wedding, we were sat. First of all, we walked in. There were no place settings, meaning like there were no like what do they call it? Name plates, like names.
Name cards.
Like, name cards. There was no name cards.
So you didn't know where to sit.
So you could sit anywhere you want.
Right.
Have you been to a wedding where you can sit wherever you want?
No.
Never?
Not that I recall. No.
Okay, so it's a little bit difficult. It's a little bit awkward because you don't know where to go, who to sit with, or are you going to have a good time? Are you not going to have a good time? You have no idea, like, really what side you're sitting on. Are you sitting with some of the groom's people? Are you sitting with some of the bride's people? So that was awkward part one.
So who'd you end up sitting with? A mixed bag?
We did. So we sat with a mixed bunch of people. So, but this is not the first wedding that I've been to like this. This is now the second wedding where there were no placeholders. There were no like seats designed to you.
Oh, you went to your waxer's wedding.
The waxer wedding? Who's the waxer? The
person who waxes your back.
Did I go then? I'm not sure. No, I think
I'm making fun of the fact that you attach yourself to everyone that does something for you.
Yeah, no. So I went to a wedding recently where this happened, and then this was the second one. I'm yawning.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. I'm so tired
this
morning.
Your own story is that boring.
I'm so tired this morning. Did you just yawn? I yawned. Oh my god. Yawning and stretching, try to come alive. That's 9 to 5, the song.
Sorry.
Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping out on the street. Travis starts pumping. Blood sucks me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5.
All right, Dolly, come
what
on.
What a way to make a living. No.
You leave me on the edge of the seat. You tell me the story, and then you go, hey, time out.
Hey, I want to, okay, fine.
Come on, tell me your story first.
Okay. So we walked in, Trish and I walked in, and we sat down at this one table, and we thought we knew somebody that was going to be sitting there. They were just sitting there, like, for a quick second, then they were leaving. So they actually said to me, they said, hey, OT, you going to sit here? And I said, yeah, are you going to sit here? And they were like, I think we are. And then his girlfriend or wife said, no, babe, aren't we going to go over here with yada, 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 yada? And he was like, oh, yeah. But my stuff was down already, so now I couldn't get up. So now I can't leave, and the whole table's now starting to fill in because everybody wants to get a seat.
Right.
So now I'm sitting at a table with people I don't know. So obviously I have to talk because I'm not going to sit there and just talk to Trish and be like awkward. So I leaned over and introduced myself to the guy next to me. I said, hey, how you doing? I'm T. Nice to meet you. And he goes, hey, I think I know you. He said, George the Barber said that you were coming. Are you Greg T? I said, I am. Nice to meet you. And he's like, yo, bro, my name's John, yada, yada. So the whole entire dinner, he's trying to pitch me on life insurance. He's a life insurance salesman.
I get it.
So my thing is,
you're a guy of notability and credibility.
Yeah. Who have you met at your wedding table that you had to sit at? So maybe you didn't. Maybe you haven't been at a wedding.
Yeah, I don't know the situation you've been. I pretty much know everyone I'm with.
Oh, you've never been. Never. You've never been to a wedding where you don't know anybody.
You're more in a situation where you're at your barber's wedding. Oh. Of course, you're not going to know anybody.
I thought maybe I'd lean on you for this.
No, most people. But I could go ahead with the part of questioning people that you don't know and starting conversation. I can be with you. Like, I've talked to many people I don't know, but wedding specifically, not much, because you're already going to a friend's wedding.
Have you ever been to a banquet where you didn't know somebody that was sitting next to you?
Maybe a handful of times I could think of.
Any importance, anything interesting with the person next to you?
Not really. Not that I can recall right now.
You ever been
honestly.
To a baseball game where you're sitting next to somebody and then they become whoever? Like you're like, oh my God, that's so and so, or this guy does this, like
but
something strange.
I know where you're going, but just tell me what.
Well, I just want to know who have you sat down next to that was sort of strange. You know, where you're like all night. So he's a life insurance salesperson, and all night he's asking me, hey, who does your life insurance? What's your rates? How much you pay a month? Hey, listen, you got to diversify. You got to think about this. He's talking to me about all this stuff, and I'm trying to be nice, right? So I'm sitting there going, yeah, you know what? My wife and I were talking about that. Yeah, and then I would lean, every now and then, I'd lean over to Trish, and I would say, hey, you know what he just told me? You know, if you got a 529 for your kids, which is something you open up for college, and then she's like, and she would look at me and go, yeah. So, like, she wasn't helping me at all. So, I mean, I am sinking with this dude next to me, completely sinking. I don't know what to say, and I'm trying to get out of this conversation. So I'll say something like, hey, Trish, do you need a drink at the bar? I'll go to the bar. I'm trying to break it up. But then he just continues to talk when I get back. So then he gave me his business card on top of it. Isn't that a little bit, like, overkill? It's a little bit, like...
You know, it's, you know, for him, saw an opportunity. He shot a shot.
Yeah.
Did he hit? Maybe not. But yeah, even, I get it. I get why he did it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just you sometimes have, as a friend, I could tell you this, you have the word sucker on your forehead.
Why?
You're
why
a sucker.
Is that?
You fall for the guy at the gas pump that's saying, hey, my car broke down.
Right.
I need to get back to Philadelphia.
You're right. I
from
did.
New Jersey.
And I gave him
and
money.
And you give him money.
I did.
Only to find out that that's how
he's
the guy
right.
makes money
he's
every
a bum.
Day.
Yeah. So
from that guy to... So did you or did you not get the... are going to follow up with this guy and get life insurance.
I don't think I'm going to follow
you
up
are.
With him.
You are. You're still going to talk to this
it
guy.
Was
that's
on
your
my
problem.
Mind. It was on my mind to give him a ring. It was on my mind.
On your mind. So
I don't know why I'm like that.
You're going to get suckered into the insurance.
I don't know. Why am I like that? You know, so Trish was punching me in the leg for me to shut up and stop talking to him.
Right.
So
because the more you talk, the more you give in.
But how could I not? All of a sudden, like, we're having a conversation, and then what? I turn around, and I'm like... Okay, and then I just start eating, and I ignore him?
Think about the
he would think, like, what's wrong with him? What did I say? Why is he ignoring me?
So in dating, it's all about signs, right? So let's
we
just,
got only about 35 seconds.
Let's just say you and this guy were on a date.
Yeah.
And you talk to him for 2 hours.
Right.
Of course he's going to be interested in you. Vice versa, you're talking to the guy about his work for 2 hours.
Yeah, but he kept bringing it up.
And you kept on engaging him.
Yeah, because I'm just not that kind of
guy.
You're
in a relationship with the mortgage guy.
Well, I don't want to be, though.
Yep, you're going to be suckered in.
And I'll go to his wedding, too?
Yep, you're going to go to his wedding and overpay for that.
Ugh! You know, I did feel going to the wedding that I had to give a lot more money just to, like, stand out a little bit. I did. I did feel like that.
You don't know how to say the words no.
You're right. I can't
try
say
it.
I,
say it. See? You having a stroke?
The 15-Minute Morning Show.